Thank you and good morning. An armed man wearing a hockey mask and a hooded rain jacket walked into the Scotia Pharmacy early on Tuesday morning, brandished a long-barreled handgun, and demanded OxyContin and oxycodone from the clerk. The suspect then fled the scene and ran to what is believed to be a dark green extra cab Toyota pickup truck and fled north on Highway 101. Sheriff's deputies, CHP officers, including a CHP helicopter, and Rio del Police responded to the scene, but were unable to locate the suspect or the vehicle. The truck has damage to the driver's side door, a white sticker in the back window, a red decal on the windshield, and has aftermarket black wheels. The suspect is described as a male, 5'6", 150 pounds, with blue eyes, who was wearing brown utility pants, the black jacket, and a white hockey mask. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The district attorney's office announced on Tuesday that Joshua Slater pleaded no contest to one count of cruelty to an animal, a plea that will be treated as a guilty plea at sentencing. Two separate cases against Slater were dismissed as part of the plea deal. Slater was arrested in April and will be sentenced for an incident in which a young horse named Cash was shot and injured by a bolt from a crossbow. Slater also faced a second felony animal cruelty charge after a goat was shot with a crossbow in April as well. He was also facing charges from an alleged confrontation in county jail after he'd been arrested. Slater faces up to 3 years in jail and will be sentenced on January 15th. There have been 20 fatal traffic collisions in the unincorporated areas of Humboldt County in 2013, and after a motorcyclist crashed last night while allegedly fleeing law enforcement along Old Bryceland Road, there have now been 21. Emergency crews and volunteer firefighters responded to the scene, and despite first aid and life-saving efforts, the driver of the motorcycle was pronounced dead at the scene. The CHP has not released any further details about the incident and will update you as we get more information. The coroner's office has identified human remains that were found on November 11th as those of a missing man, 29-year-old Garrett Rodriguez, who was reported missing by his father in April of this year. Rodriguez had told his father he was headed to Humboldt County to work in the marijuana industry, growing medical marijuana at a ranch in an area known as Murder Mountain, and a forensic pathologist has determined that Rodriguez was the victim of homicide. An investigation into his death is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And the County Drug Task Force, along with the Sheriff's Drug Enforcement Unit, served a search warrant on Tuesday at a residence in the 1700 block of Catherine Court in McKinleyville. Deputies contacted 41-year-old Gene Millett at the residence, and a search of the property revealed over 600 marijuana plants, 35 pounds of processed marijuana, and several firearms. Millett was arrested and booked on cultivation and possession charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors met on Tuesday afternoon and listened to a presentation by the Public Works Department regarding an update on the proposed McKay Track Community Forest. The proposal to turn the land into a community forest has widespread support throughout the county. Gary Graham Hughes of EPIC explains how the project will benefit the environment.
Well, first and foremost, of course, from the EPIC standpoint, is this opportunity to protect the redwood temperate rainforest ecosystem and to support a really important stand of redwood forest.
Hughes went on to say that the community forest will improve the quality of life for county residents.
The opportunity is there for improving the quality of life with conservation of this tract for people living in the Cotton area or in Eureka or in Humboldt County or across the state. We know that people come up here to enjoy our redwood forest.
The board will consider a formal decision on whether or not to purchase the land in late January. The Board of Supervisors followed the lead of the City of Arcata and voted to sign an agreement with Pacific Gas and Electric yesterday. The supervisors are requesting customer records of energy use for the past 3 years to establish a baseline for a potential energy use tax on those customers who exceed that baseline in the unincorporated areas of the county. Arcata uses the data to identify residences which use an inordinate amount of energy and taxes them for that excess energy use. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.